The effect was astonishing. Like a swarm of maddened bumblebees, the elves whirled in confusion and rose into the air like a glittering cloud, scolding furiously in their chirping voices. "The signpost!" cried Sorrel. "I can see the signpost!" But no sooner had she said so than the elves scattered again and then dive-bombed the dragon, screeching angrily as they shook their green hair. Silvery dust drifted down on Ben and Sorrel. It made Firedrake sneeze so hard that blue sparks flashed from his nose.
"You broke the spell, Furface," cried Twigleg. "They're scattering sleepy dusts. Quick, back to the alphabet. F. We reached F."
"F?" stammered Ben as the elves blew sleepy dust into his nose and tugged frantically at his hair. Firedrake sneezed again. "Flea, feeble, fairy flutterers!" shouted Ben, just in time, for two elves had seized Twigleg by the arms and were trying to drag him away. Cursing, they let him go, and he fell headfirst into Ben's lap.
"Go!"
cried the mannequin, shaking his little fists in fury.
"Go, ghastly, greedy
girls!"
cried Sorrel, flicking the sleepy dust out of her fur.
"Go, ghastly, greedy girls, horrible, hated, heinous horns aplenty!"
Once more, the elves fluttered in frantic confusion. Then, buzzing angrily, they rose above the signpost again and flew away toward the dark mountains. Their glittering light glowed in the dark for a little while, until it, too, vanished. No more giggling, no more whirring wings, no more twittering little voices. The only sounds to break the silence of the night were the roaring of the sea, chirping of the cicadas, and the distant rumble of a truck engine on the coastal road.
"A truck! There's a truck coming!"
cried Sorrel, thumping Ben on the back.
"Quick! What does the sign say?"
Ben compared the characters.
"Yes!" he cried. "Shabam! This is the right way!"
"Careful! Hold on tight!"
called Firedrake, beating his wings and rising into the air. The vehicle came closer, but by the time its headlights lit up the signpost, the dragon and his passengers had already disappeared over the mountains.
"You all right?"
Sorrel asked Firedrake anxiously.
"How much dust did you breathe in?"
"I think I've sneezed it all out," he called back. "I don't feel at all tired. How about you back there?"
By way of answer, Sorrel yawned.
"Hey, Twigleg!"
Peering over Ben's shoulder, she looked down at the homunculus, who was rubbing his eyes wearily.
"How did you know that trick with the elves?"
"I've had plenty of trouble with elves before," said Twigleg drowsily. "But I didn't know if alphabetical order would work with that sort."
"Well, luckily it did," muttered Sorrel. "That wretched dust of theirs would have sent us to sleep in the middle of the road."
She had to yawn again. Below them, the road that Firedrake was following wound its way farther and farther into the mountains. The dragon had to fly very carefully to avoid brushing his wings against the rocky slopes on both sides.
"Sometimes I've had to go right through the alphabet," remembered Twigleg sleepily.
"But the stupid little things never notice if you leave out X."
Ben rubbed his itching nose. "Well, same, I wish I could have watched them a little bit longer," he murmured. "They were so funny. Their wings. They shone like soap bubbles."
"I tell you what,"
Sorrel leaned back on one of Firedrake's spines and closed her eyes.
"If you're so mad about those fluttery little things, you better catch one."
"Catch one?" Ben looked at her astounded. "How?"
"Easy," murmured Sorrel. "You mix a little milk, 2 spoonfuls of honey, and some rose petals in a bowl, and then you'll leave it outside on a warm night when the moon's full."
Ben glanced back at her, still rather doubtful.
"And then what?"
he asked, yawning. Firedrake's wings rushed on through the dark.
"Then," said Sorrel softly, "you can bet your life one of those stupid creatures will come flying along to lap up your honey-sweet rose-perfumed milk. Simply drop a cobweb over a bowl and there you are. Hey, presto."
"A cobweb?" Ben shook his head, baffled. "Where do I get a cobweb?"
"Oh, that's your problem," murmured Sorrel. "I've told you how to catch an elf. You'll have to do the rest yourself."
Ben leaned back.
"I don't want to catch an elf anyway," he said. "I don't think much of catching things."
"Do you?" But Sorrel was already asleep.
and on Ben's lap, Twigleg was snoring softly, elf dust still sparkling on his nose.
Fardrake,
called Ben quietly.
You sure you're not tired?
Not a bit,
the dragon called back.
Who knows? Perhaps elf dust keeps dragons awake.
Not humans, though, murmured Ben as he too fell asleep.
Firedrake flew steadily on through the night, following the road that would lead him to the Blue Genie.